"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
Hey, yeah, we got a lot to come at 420. We'll have another word. That's right, a keyword that you can enter at KFIAM640.com for a shot at $1,000. Do that again at 520. That'll be followed immediately by the return of the Moistline people. And in 1 hour, we're going to have L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva back on the show. We'll get his official response to this motion by the Board of Supervisors to put on the ballot for L.A. County voters a way for them to remove the sheriff from his position. If they can get 4 out of 5 to agree, and it's supposedly based on, you know, misconduct, da, da, da.
Yeah, that's the punishment for you get for enforcing the law. The idiot county supervisors want to find a way to remove you.
So if they do put on the ballot, it's an early voter guide no for LA County voters, but we'll talk to the sheriff coming up in an hour. There's still some follow-up stories to talk about concerning the mass shooting in Highland Park by the suspected shooter. I think he confessed. Bobby Cremo, the 21-year-old. And a lot of it focuses, of course, on 2019. In particular, a police call about how Cremo wanted to kill everyone. Let's bring on Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with more on this information.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, alleged shooter suspected. He hasn't done it in court yet, so all of that, because it's all, you know, right now. Police say he's admitted
alleged
to it.
Alleged and suspected.
Allegedly, you know, all of that, but until he does it in court. Right. So, yeah, a couple of things going on here today. So, first of all, those previous calls 3 years ago, where before he ever bought the guns, Highland Park Police, yeah, the one that was the wanting to kill himself, that he had tried to kill himself with a sword, apparently. Police went, family said, well, never mind. It was a week ago. We're getting a mental health help. Police said, okay, and then they left. Then the other one that you're talking about that was in September of 2019, and police said they got this call.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives.
All right, so police went, they talked to the family, they talked to him. They said the family didn't want to sign a complaint. They could not see, nobody was injured, that they took the weapons away, but because nobody would cooperate, they weren't there to hear the threat. and there weren't injuries, not like somebody had been shot or stabbed. There wasn't a lot that they could do, didn't have probable cause, and I know, debatable. But then they took the weapons and then went away. They ended up having to give them back because then dad said, oh, those are mine. And then they ended up eventually going back. But now we've got our hands right here on police reports from those incidents showing that after that call that Highland Park police, they were so worried about Cremo, they deemed him a clear and present danger. And they warned in this report that if he was granted access to guns, that he would pose a risk to himself or to others, and that he was a danger and should not have any access to guns, knives, daggers, swords, any of that. Because, I mean, basically, they had talked to him there on the scene, and they said, this guy, he's a big threat. Well, that report, we know from this paperwork, was sent to Illinois State Police. They're the ones who do the background checks when somebody in Illinois is getting a gun. They have been saying this week they didn't know that he was never arrested, never put on a mental hold, so there was nothing that would have flagged.
And well, about the report here?
Well, that's the question now. They've been saying this.
At the time the Ford application approval for the individual in question, there was no new information to establish a clear and present danger.
Yes,
no
there was.
No arrests, no criminal records, no mental health prohibitors. No orders of protection.
So somewhere in here from the local police doing their job and saying, hey, Illinois State Police, heads up. We got somebody here who should not have weapons. They're going to kill somebody if they do. And then he went and applied to get an AR-style rifle, another rifle, a shotgun, a handgun, a pistol for his 21st birthday last year, and then another gun. And none of that flagged in there. And they can, and that, this may change, but up until late this week, the director of Illinois State Police has been saying, we've looked at it and no.
Consensus from old analysts and new analysts alike, we've vetted it multiple times. Would that have met the threshold? And the consensus is no.
Well, and maybe not because he had not been arrested, not put on the mental hold. So there's
okay.
This.
Okay, but clearly it did. I mean, we see now it's in black and white what the police thought of the situation. So if that's not the threshold, it ought to be the threshold.
And that's what in Illinois people are saying right now. They're saying, look, they've got strong laws, gun laws in Illinois, and ones that people look at all the time, of a red flag and the background checks and all that.
But if it's not enforced, it's not a strong gun law. It's just a sheet of paper.
Yeah, well, and where did this get lost? And if it did go to Illinois State Police, shouldn't it have prevented something in that point?
And nobody wants to take responsibility and say, I screwed up.
Yeah, or where did it go, or why wasn't the data in there?
There was a report yesterday, Alex, I forget what the source was, that some reviewing officer at the Highland Park Police Department took the clear and present danger out initial police officer's report.
Based on the reports that now
because we've been wondering, this father ran for mayor. Was he connected to people?
Yeah. Did he call his friend? I mean, this is what I want to know. Well, I want to know what were the behind the scenes, because somebody decided to erase this from the record in some way.
Let's talk about dad for a moment. So we got the chance to interview dad yesterday overnight, early in the morning. And so he is saying, they call it the FOID card in Illinois, the card to get a gun. And so he had to sponsor his son because his son was under 21, under state law, to get an AR type. And he did that. He signed the FOID card, the affidavit for it. And he is saying, well, don't blame me. I did not give him that gun. I did not buy it for him. All I said was, state police, you have the authority to do the background check. That is your job to figure out if he is mentally competent to have it or not. So he told us this.
I filled out the consent form to allow my son to go through the process that the Illinois State Police have in place for an individual to obtain a FOID card. Like that's all it was.
He says that's all it was. Now, even though this crime was committed after he was beyond 21, when you sign for the FOID card as an adult for a minor, considered a minor under 21 in this, part of it is if something goes wrong, it's on you. So even though it wouldn't apply in that way, now age-wise, back then, there's a whole question about that. He tells us that they had no idea he was going down this road. He says his son has good morals, that everything that he was posting online, that all of that, he says, all the YouTube mass murder neo-fascist stuff, that that was all an act and not his son. And he says those calls about trying to kill himself and about wanting to kill everybody, that that was just a child lashing out and nothing more, that it was not mental, that it was only a childish behavior and nothing more than that.
That's all insane. That's just nuts.
Yeah, Dad says no warning signs at all.
Yeah, well, Dad's got a lot of screws loose because there's stories now about how he and his wife carried on for many years.
Yep, he denied all of that.
He denied all that.
A lot of that as well.
Yeah, 9 times the police came to the house. 9 times. Yep. Everything's denied. Ay, ay, ay.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that update.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. You're going to talk about that when we come back. It's a Daily Mail special, including the fact that the Highland Park shooter's mother, we don't talk about her enough, but wow, she was a real crazy one. She apparently left him in a hot car for 27 minutes when he was 2 years old.
There you go.
And then she went after the husband with a screwdriver and a shoe.
Right. So she cooked her son's brain.
Half an hour in a hot car probably could do some damage. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees outside.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the details, as John mentioned, all the police visits.
You wouldn't do that to a dog, would you, Deborah?
No, I would not. Are you kidding me? Not even for 5 minutes.
Yeah, 27 minutes, 2-year-old.
This Bobby Cremo was doomed, it seems. The genetics plus the treatment he got from these two, unbelievable.
John and Ken show, KFI.
All right, again, we'll be talking to Sheriff Villanueva in the 5 o'clock hour with this move by the LA County Board of Supervisors. They want to put a ballot measure out there for LA County voters to give them the power to remove the sheriff from his elected position. That'll be at 5:05, and we'll have the Moistline folks, a couple of rounds of them coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. The Highland Park shooter, Bobby Cremo, as the days pass by and people begin to pry more and more into the history of not only this person, but also his family.
Bunch of crackpots, really. As if you couldn't tell by hearing the father and the uncle's comments. Good Lord. What a bunch of nuts.
The mother left Bobby Cremo III in a hot car for 27 minutes when he was but 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It was supposedly pretty warm outside, whether or not there was any real brain damage from that. But
how long does it take to cook a little child's brain?
We learned, like, the day this happened from a guy at one of the local schools that he felt these parents never cared. They never picked their kids up from school. The kids would always be sitting there waiting for them all afternoon. He was like, he said they just had busy lives and they didn't care about their kids. And this would be another indication of that. You walk away from a hot car with a kid in the back seat. That could have been on purpose, though. I'm not saying that it was one of those parents that just forgot the kid was in the car.
Oh, no, no. 27 minutes. That's on purpose. And it was 80 degrees outside. Now, if it's 80 degrees outside, it's probably about 120 inside.
Now, police were called to this family's home 10 times. This is like a 5-year period.
Domestic violence every time.
Yeah, between the couple. Denise Piscina, I guess that's her maiden name, attacked her husband with a screwdriver and a shoe because he berated her looks. Well, that guy needs a mirror.
Yeah, I mean, she's not bad looking. He, on the other hand, he should be beaten with a shoe.
She seems much younger than him in these photos.
This is a weird mismatch here. They don't look like a couple. They don't look like they belong together.
During one drunken altercation, apparently they both like to pop the bottle. In August of 2010, the father told police that she struck him in the head with her shoe.
He told officers that his relationship with her was failing and she was intoxicated. And then there were 9 more instances. It said Piscina told police that Cremo, the dad, disrespected and belittled her. And that made her drink.
One time when she attacked him with the screwdriver, he had been trash-talking her. So she knocked all of his belongings off of his dresser and then bludgeoned him with the backside of a screwdriver. I guess it'd be the handle side,
yeah,
not the actual sharp side, but she just gave him a whap on the head, I guess.
And
he makes mean statements to me all the time. Calls me names, was her complaint.
That's
the worst kind of police call when you have to go and listen to a drunken couple that's been fighting.
Well, that's when the police get hurt.
That's like divorce court or child custody court.
Yeah, I know. You should just spray tear gas on them. Twice, they called the police because somebody was trying to drive drunk.
Nice.
Then the dad calls the cops to say that she was trying to drive to pick up her daughter while intoxicated.
Yeah, she actually did plead guilty to driving under the influence back in 2012.
And then she got the child endangerment charge in 02 after leaving the killer alone for 27 minutes.
Nice.
I mean, these. So how could he not end up severely disturbed? You wonder what he would have been like if he grew up in a peaceful house. That's what fascinates me. How much is it genetics? How much, you know, are you born with a screw loose, even if your parents are normal? How much is the environment causes some kind of shattering in your psyche?
Now we have the brother of the father. Robert Cremo Sr. is the father. His brother is Paul Cremo. He decided to go on CNN. We have an excerpt from an interview by John Berman. This guy's another piece of work.
These two are so eager to go on television and completely embarrass themselves.
Oh, it's exciting to be famous, even if it's not for the best of reasons.
It must be. I mean,
did you see this blockhead's picture, Paul Cremo?
Yes.
He's got like the big shoulders and the goofy fat face.
Blockhead is a great term. Not a generic term. It's a specific term.
Although his head is more oval shaped or something. I can't quite figure it out.
These two brothers are dumb as stumps. And they're all saying crazy stuff.
All right, let's listen to part of what, because I guess the question was about the father sponsoring his son to get the weapons. Here we go.
Your brother his father did have a closer relationship with his son. And he signed that card vouching for him in order for him to be able to purchase firearms. Do you think he should have signed that card?
Right. I supported him 100%. I mean, I think he did the right thing. But you got to look at it. I think the laws got to be tightened up. If somebody has a life threat, if somebody's suicidal, or if someone's under depression by doctor, the state should see that and not give the person a FOIA card. I mean, and he passed four background checks. Four background checks were overpassed. So they see him fit. I mean, there's no... If he was unfit, then they would have saw him unfit, then he would never...
First of all, but this does sound like dumb.
He's got a cotton roll in his mouth?
I don't know. Yeah, he sounds like he's...
sounds like Ed Ogeron.
like he got hit with a... You were supposed to stop him. Your brother. Your brother has knowledge of the fact that he was going to kill himself. He was going to kill other people. That all got scrubbed from the record. Clear and present danger was in the cops, but it never got... So he's saying, oh, by the time it got to the state, they didn't have anything to deny him the FOID card.
What the FOID card? We got a copy of that document, and it does clearly say...
And that stands for Firearm Ownership ID.
It does say clear and present danger. I mean, they reproduced in the Daily Mail the Highland Park Police Department draft case report. And it says clear and present danger. Well,
you're passing this off on the state when you guys are closest to the situation, particularly the father, and you know this is an unstable guy. You should not let him have weapons. They're trying to foist off the FOID story to the state, acting like it's not their responsibility at all. Are they nuts?
But you see, it shows you how ridiculous all our public debates are about this and all the public commentary. Everything from the thoughts and prayers and how could this happen in a town like this and blah, 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 and the gun control thing. If you have a father with, you know, some kind of brain disorder, obviously, a mother who's a lunatic, they actually breed and create a child who's probably got some brain damage from day one. Then you're locking him in a car for a half an hour when it's probably 120 inside. And then you're beating the crap out of each other every day in front of him and ignoring him and neglecting him. And then we're wondering, I don't know, what was he angry about? Why did he shoot everybody up? Gee, I don't know. Why do you think? He's born looking like a freak, dyeing his hair bright red, got tattoos all over his face. Everybody rejects him, can't get a date, has no friends, doesn't have a job. What do you think he's mad at? If you don't take care of it in the house, and I don't know, you hear the police had a crack at intervening in the house, right? And they blew it. They botched this. They botched this like the Uvalde police botched that shooting. If the police don't do something when they enter the house, then there's no hope. Then these two are going to keep fighting, keep beating the crap out of each other with screwdrivers and shoes, and eventually he's going to snap. Because that's got to be awfully depressing. That's got to be awfully soul-crushing. So he's hiding in his room, and he's commiserating with all his friends, and those friends are probably in the same kind of crazy house, and they're all fantasizing about buying their big rifle and killing everybody. Because what else are you going to do with your life?
So we're out of time, but the dumb brother that we were just playing, Paul Cremo, goes on to say, I support my brother sponsoring his son, but I wouldn't have done that. And he also said, oh, that thing in 2019, well, people recover quickly. Maybe he recovered quickly and he was in the right frame of mind at the time.
Yeah, thanks, Mr.
It was only a few months after the threats, by the way. Yeah,
I don't think this guy's a certified therapist.
Not really.
I think he recovers.
All right, we got more coming up.
What a brick. John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, man, I just got a disturbing text. EDD, verify your debit card has been placed on hold due to recent transactions.
There you go.
To re-enable your card funds, please verify your account now. What do? Do I hit the link?
Yeah, click the link and type in your social security number.
Thank you for advice to the stupid. I appreciate your help. Dang, I've been exposed now. I have an EDD debit card. I defrauded the system.
Yeah.
All right, the sheriff will join us. Sheriff Alex Villanueva at 5:05 to talk about this move by the incompetence on the LA County Board of Supervisors who want the power to remove him from his elected office.
Yeah, really. They got a lot of nerve, considering how incompetent they are.
That would be funny if like 90% vote no on this thing.
Oh, man. Mm.
Also, the Moist Line is coming up. Two parts, 5:20 and 5:50. You know, this story is only worth doing because it's really juicy. That Hunter Biden laptop. Did you know they're still uncovering nuggets because he backed up his iPhone on the laptop? So all the texts and voicemails are retrievable from the laptop.
Okay. Yeah.
And you want to know what they uncovered today? He called Jill Biden a vindictive moron and an entitled C word.
Is that right?
He did.
They have audio of this. Oh, they have text of this.
Yeah, it was text messages that occurred in 2018 because she was urging him to go to drug rehab.
You think they're going to run this on the nightly news at 6:30?
No, this is juicy. In one particular text, he sent it to his brother Bo's widow. Oh, wasn't that the one he was having an affair
with? That's right. That's the one he was banging on the side.
Her name is Hallie Biden.
His dead brother's wife.
Oh, yeah. He was scandalously dating her at the time. He said this, F my stepmother for always being as much of a selfish, silly, entitled C as you. Oh, he wrote that to her. I guess he didn't like Hallie either. Wow. He also admitted to calling his stepmom a bleeping moron. That's the F word. And a vindictive moron in another text exchange with his uncle, Joe Biden's brother.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, she's not very smart. As you know, the drunkest I've ever been is still smarter than you could ever comprehend, and you're a bleep grammar teacher that wouldn't survive one class in an Ivy graduate program. That's so go bleep yourself, Jill. Let's all agree I don't like you any more than you like me. Wow. This is juicy.
So he actually wrote that to her?
To the uncle, but maybe it is to her. Yeah, he raged to Jill that he was smarter than her. Yeah, he texted her that stuff.
Oh, my God. So they have his text that he wrote to all the family members.
Yes, it's because it's backed up on his iPhone, which was backed up on the laptop.
Oh, God.
Gas prices.
What a happy family.
He complained about Joe. Literally, no one ever came to see me while I was in rehab. That's a little insane, referring to his father. Wow, this is good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go near him either.
No, but he never talks about Hunter Biden, and that's why whenever Joe wants to bring up something nice in his family, he mentions dead Bo, right?
Right, yeah, I know. not crackhead Hunter.
No, Hunter's the really bad seed.
Yeah, but he didn't mind doing business deals with Hunter. Hunter ends up on all these boards in China and Ukraine.
That's true.
Or, you know, the investment in the oil company that Joe is giving American Oil to now. Wow.
All right, well, the headline came this morning, which I thought was bigger than it turned out to be, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. But, you know, Biden's doing it, Obama, signing executive orders. And I guess he had to do something because they want to continue this Roe v. Wade outrage, which I think is gone. No?
Are the rage?
Still take it to the streets? People still take it to the streets?
It's
not
the
really.
Same people. I mean, no. You know, I saw a thing the other day that 63% of the country say inflation is like their top concern. Only 9% said abortion.
Yeah, I actually heard a top Democrat say that. Yeah. I read the quotes on a show.
If you're looking at the scoreboard and it's 63-9, I'd bet on the 63 to deciding the election, not the 9.
Yeah, I don't know why they get really worked up over this and just act like this is going to rouse people.
But the media does. The media does this. They're because they're part of they're all doing the rah-rah on the same team. They're the cheerleaders for these Democratic politicians. Democratic politicians have nothing to sell this election cycle, right? Nothing good. So they're trying to whip up fake anger about abortion. And by the way, everybody knew this was coming, right? When this case was heard, they knew what the justices were going to do. And we had what? It was like a 6-week warning?
We did, yes.
So this was not big news by the time it came big news. Now everybody goes through the play acting of being outraged and we're going to march and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But there's nothing they can do. The Supreme Court has spoken. It's over. And most people aren't that mad. I told you, I saw a poll. It was a Harvard-Harris poll. And 75% of the country thinks abortion should be limited to 15 weeks or less. And half the country says 6 weeks or less. So there is no movement to provide abortion on demand at any point during a pregnancy. Most people are against it, and that is completely in line with Europe. I looked up 32 European nations, 27 of the 32 has abortion allowed between 10 and 14 weeks. So it's pretty much a Western world consensus that we'll have limited abortion for the first trimester, and that's about it.
Wow.
And maybe you got to drive to another state because some states don't want it. And that's democracy for you.
So, yeah.
You're not going to change that. Impossible. Like you're not going to confiscate 400 million guns. These issues are dead end issues. Activists and politicians need these issues to whip people up emotionally so they can raise money for their stupid campaigns or their stupid nonprofit organizations. But as far as changing life, not going to happen in our lifetime. Dead end.
It's funny you said that because apparently some guy went viral because he went on a rant and he said, all they keep doing, he's a Democrat, and is they keep hounding me for money. That's all they keep doing. The Roe v. Wade decision. Give money, give money, give money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. That's probably what it is. It's an emotional effort to raise funds.
It works. If you're emotionally affected by this abortion issue, and some people are, then you're going to get stirred up. You're looking through your email. It's like, oh, give me money. Yeah, I want to fight. I want to be part of the fight. So, all right, you give them $100. you might as well do that with the Black Lives Matter crowd too. Okay, they're taking the money, they're giving themselves six-figure salaries. They're not changing the abortion laws. Trust me. You can check back in 10 years, see what's changed. Nothing. All right. Half the states will allow it up to a certain point. Other states it'll be severely restricted or not at all. And the states are, you could look at a map. There's maps all over the internet. You could see how the 50 states break out. And it's roughly even. 24, 25, 26, depending on how you define the terms.
Right. I just hope this doesn't move to the next phase for the pro-life crowd, which wants to stop all the morning after pills and all the prescription medications that can end them.
That is a very small fringe.
You think it is? Yeah.
They're going to try. No, we're starting to regulate the mail that comes to people's homes to see if they have pills in there. I mean, look, we can't stop like 100 billion pounds of fentanyl coming in over the border. We're going to stop morning after pills from being mailed. That's not going to happen.
All right, we got the sheriff coming on after 5 o'clock. The Moist Line, big 5 o'clock hour ahead. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up, the 5 o'clock Friday hour. That means the Moist Line people will be back. It's the first time in 2 weeks we played any of what our callers want to blurt out. You can do it, of course, on the iHeartRadio app, or you can call the toll-free number. We'll play calls at 520, 550. This is not live. They're all recorded and edited. The sheriff, Alex Villanueva, the L.A. County Sheriff, is coming on right after the news at 5 o'clock to officially respond on our show to the move by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to remove him from office. They want to put a ballot measure before the L.A. County voters that if 4 out of 5 of them agree based on this list, including misconduct, blah, blah, blah. They'll have the power to remove him as sheriff, even though he is independently elected.
What's fascinating about this is these supervisors created the environment where homelessness and crime has run amok, and now they're angry with the sheriff who's trying to rein it in. They should be removed from office, but we've got the voters in this county. I mean, obviously, a majority of them are too stupid beyond words, but they are the problem. They've created the policies. And he is trying, with his hands tied behind his back, to slow down the crime and the homelessness. And they're mad at him because he's embarrassing them. That's why. That's why they want to get rid of him. He's embarrassing them.
Well, he's got to get reelected first, we hope.
Yeah.
He's in a runoff in November against some guy from Long Beach, a police chief. So we'll get into all this after 5 o'clock. We do have a final animal story for this week on the John and Ken Show. And I think it's going to bring from our news anchor vegan mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions, huh?
Well, there are dead animals involved. You know, we couldn't do a story about animals where some of them aren't dead.
Well, I don't like that. So, okay. And
the ones animals that should never die.
They should. I wish they wouldn't.
The ones that I think bother all three of us the most are the ones that involve the trophy hunters.
Oh, yes.
The guys that take the trips to places like South Africa. And they go out and they shoot the lions and the giraffes and then they pose with the picture.
Disgusting.
Right? I'm looking at a photo right now because we're going to talk about a man by the name of Rian Naudi. He was a guide. He actually had a company called Pro Hunt Africa. And the picture I'm looking at, you'd think the poor lion was asleep. He's lifting the dead animal's head up for the photo.
He's posing with a dead
lion. That is
lion.
Atrocious.
You want to see it?
No.
The lion looks like it's just sleeping, but no.
Look, she's moving away from the camera.
Yeah, because I don't want to see it.
Another picture has him next to a large elephant. Oh, you can see the tusks.
Oh,
you don't kill elephants. Come on.
And my favorite, the giraffe.
Not the giraffe.
The giraffe.
Yeah, they'd see the giraffe lying on its side there, John, if you scroll down the pictures.
Oh, I got the printed thing. I just got the lion here.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of pictures of him. The reason I said that, Deborah Mark, you're going to have mixed emotions is he's dead.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Double good.
He apparently was shot.
Do we have a triple, Ken?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. Oh, he was shot to death in some kind of robbery.
Karma.
Yeah, karma.
Yeah, it was one of the elephants.
Yeah, what do you know? The robbers posed with his head.
Oh, that's a good one.
She likes that one.
I do.
They held it up for the camera.
Oh, I just saw the dead giraffe picture. Oh, no. Oh, and then the elephant picture. Oh, no. Oh, I hope this guy got it bad.
Well, he did.
He's dead.
Jeez.
He was charging $350 a day to hunt game. But if you wanted to hunt a crocodile, I don't know how sympathetic I feel, $2,500, $1,500 to hunt a giraffe.
So
that doesn't mean you get a giraffe. That just means he takes you out there and that's your
chance.
This
guy ran a company to let other people
come and shoot game, yes.
Oh,
it's called Pro-Hunt.
What an evil bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, let me describe what happened to him. He was shot dead after his truck broke down. Wow.
Yeah, a man pulled up alongside of him when the hunter stopped his truck because it overheated. He was shot execution style.
The man,
and apparently they took his guns.
The man was lying with his face up and there was blood on his head and face.
You'd like to see that picture, wouldn't you?
Oh, Debbie? That one I'll look at.
Oh, this is cathartic for her. Look at it.
Well, I told you, oh, I shouldn't say mixed emotions. Well, yeah,
no.
She's sad about the animals.
The animals, right,
and
they're
she's
not
happy
back.
About the that this guy's dead.
Absolutely.
I mean, there'll be another guy to replace him, trust me. I'm sad that this isn't gonna end.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Why does the government allow this?
Right,
sort of
and
thing?
Why do people want to do that? I mean, seriously, forget that I'm a vegan. Forget that. But go and kill these beautiful.
What did you kill a giraffe for?
Animals just for a trophy.
So you could put it up in your wall. Yeah, Trump's son does this.
Yeah, I know.
He's a whack job.
It's some sort of small penis thing.
Yeah,
you think it makes you look really like a big man,
like
a brave man.
Look what I can do! I can kill defenseless animals with my gun.
Yeah, I took on a lion and I killed it. Yeah,
he lets people, or he used to let people kill lions, leopards, black rhinos, African bush elephants, and African buffalo. That's considered the big five. Others: baboons, hyenas, zebras, and warthogs.
They called themselves, this is good, a hunting and eco-safari outfit. Because apparently now what they like to do
is... puts the word eco in it. That's supposed to whitewash.
Yeah, they say they comply with rules and they do something to make sure new animals are born to replace the ones. Something like that I've read about this.
I don't believe that. I think that's just public relations cover. You think a guy like that actually does anything to encourage the breeding? Or helps the habitat? I doubt it.
You know what? I'm glad that guy was shot to death. But honestly, I think what a better punishment.
Save that clip.
Yeah, I want that clip. I'm glad that guy was shot.
I'm glad
to death.
That guy was. We're going to stick that in a lot of places.
but
finish your statement.
Better. It would have been better if you had him in a big field where all these animals went at him.
Mauled him to death.
Yes.
Oh, that.
That's
look
better.
At you, a little execution chamber.
There you go.
That would be a great television
and
show.
And all the
it?
Vegans can pay to come watch.
And cheer on the animals.
Woo! Yeah. Get him! You know what? I'm glad that guy was shot to death. You know what? I'm glad that guy was shot to death.
This will forever haunt you.
You know what? I'm glad that guy was shot to death. I'm glad I added
afraid.
Some comic relief, guys.
And now he has it. Eric, one day we're going to be doing some other story about a guy shot to death, and he's going to stick that in there.
And I'm going to get in big trouble.
You are going to get in big trouble, yes.
I'd get in trouble, too.
What if we did the Japanese prime minister story?
No. You
can't do that.
You cannot do that, Eric.
You should
that,
not
that
do
that. That is a dangerous weapon in Eric's hands there.
By the way, speaking of animals, I have the Ring doorbell, and for some reason now I'm getting John like next door app messages from other people somewhere in the neighborhood. I think they're further away than that even, with all sorts of nonsense. But somebody, it popped up on my phone today, missing turtle.
Okay. Oh,
they found a turtle and they want to know if it belongs to anybody in the Ring audience that wants to claim the turtle.
Well, that's,
they found a turtle.
That's what that next door app should be for.
I know yours has gotten really crazy. Yours talk about the homeless a lot, right?
Yeah, but it turns into all these horrible political fights. I guarantee you put that turtle thing on the west side, there'll be 100 people fighting about Trump.
No.
I
have a lot of coyote reports. Some of them are about packages stolen off the
porch. Yeah, that's
what
I get too.
Yeah. But and some people are asking questions. I hear a lot of sirens. Does anyone know what that is?
Yep.
Yes, I'm getting robbed.
A hunter just got shot.
Woo!
The 5 o'clock hour Friday is here, and that means for the first time in 2 weeks, the Moist Line people are back. But we'll start with Sheriff Villanueva to respond to the move by the LA County Board of Supervisors to let the voters decide if they can remove the sheriff from office.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Are you a physician who wants to build your interests and passions into your primary care practice in the Bay Area? If so, join One Medical in partnership with UCSF. Feel free to explore and develop specialized skills with our full company support. We're transforming healthcare for all, and we can help you transform your career. Join our supportive, growth-minded team and go all in with One Medical. You will have dedicated admin time and no on-call schedule. Sign-on bonuses are available. Visit onemedical.com/careers to learn more and to apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.